When it comes to believing in something, make sure you put faith in yourself and in something greater than yourself. This is episode 187 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. Why? Because we have a problem. We have a leadership problem. I know, you know, there's a problem. It seems that lately, leaders at all levels are afraid to step in, step up, and lead. And they are afraid to step in and step up and lead because of a fear of failure. Well, not on my watch. I'm your host, David Guerra, and I'm here to help you every step of the way. So let's get this episode started. So as you can tell, this episode is about having faith in something greater than you, not just yourself, but in greater than you as well. And as a leader, you must have faith. You definitely have to have faith in yourself and in others, in the mission of the organization. You got to have faith in that vision too. They work together. And you have to also have faith in the organization's leadership and the organization's customers and clientele, of course. You have to have faith in all of that. You see, I began with you yourself first, and it starts with you. And every leader must have that confidence and faith in themselves long before they get even tagged as a leader. However, for the penultimate success as a leader, you have to have faith in something greater than yourself. And have faith in something greater than yourself is essential because it not only means you're committed to yourself, but you're committed to everything around you that molds, shapes, and creates, well, what you have faith in. And that's what you're doing as a leader. So why have faith in yourself first? I mean, and again, you got to have faith in yourself. It's got to begin someplace before you can have any faith in anything else, especially something greater than you. Now, don't confuse this with religion. This is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about faith in yourself, the confidence in yourself, and the faith in what you're doing, and the confidence in what you're doing, and those you do it with, and who you're doing it for, and who comes to you. So that's what I'm talking about, that faith, that confidence, that belief. So why do you have to have faith in yourself? Well, lifehack.org has this great list, and I'm just going to copy theirs, and I'm giving them credit. This is coming straight from lifehack.org. And why have faith in yourself? Well, you have to accept, and how to have faith. Well, you're accepting of your current situation. You're believing that this is now what's happening. This is just part of the process. You're believing in the process. And you also have faith in yourself because you think of your past successes. And because you have those past successes, you know there's going to be more future success. And not just the confidence, but you also trust yourself. And you have to trust yourself because you got yourself here. You worked on and you created yourself and you developed your confidence and your trust and your faith. And you're now where you are. And you talk to yourself. And I'm not talking about that kind of talk where you have to answer yourself. No, but you have that self-talk. Like, come on, Dave, you know you can do this. Come on, we got to get up, feet on the ground. I know it's 5:30. I want to be asleep too, but you know what? It's time to get up. We got to get up. We have to get up. And Dave, put your feet on the ground. Let's go for that walk. Let's go for that jog. Let's make it happen. Let's do those 30 push-ups. Let's do those 50 push-ups, whatever. But you're talking to yourself. You're motivating yourself. You're inspiring yourself. And the other thing, and this gets a little difficult sometimes, but don't let fear stop you. And that's how you have faith in yourself, because you stop letting fear control you. It's easy to get paralyzed by fear. I did it growing up. I did it in my adult life. Even during the military, I did it. There were just some things that just didn't, I was afraid. But as I got older, I got more confident in myself and I built upon who I was and what I've become. And now, you know what? There are very few things that I'm afraid of. But it's still not going to stop me because it still has to get done. Things have to happen. So why not? Next, having faith in yourself means you let yourself off the hook. That's right. Don't beat yourself up. Life's too short for that. You know, you're not going to move forward if you're still holding on to the past. And speaking of moving forward, you have to go with a positive attitude. You have no choice. That negativity is not going to get you anywhere. You got to let that go and you got to move forward with positive attitude. That's where it's at. And you let it says you let a life coach help you. You let people help you. There are great people out there. I mean, growing up, I didn't have a lot as far as people helping. Everybody was kind of more into their own thing. My mentors, they were just two at that time, and then eventually just became one. But the others that were supposed to be mentoring me, and again, I'm not naming names, I'm not blaming anybody, it's just how they were built, what they know. So again, that's on them. And I didn't have the mentors, I didn't have the coaches, and the one I did, he left us too soon. He really did. But all the other ones left me way before then, so I didn't know any better. But again, knowing that you can let people help you and let you in, now in my later adult life, there are great people in my life that just at the drop of a dime, and they will help. My army buddies, I know that I just call and boom, no questions asked. And those are the kinds of friends you need. Those are the kind of mentors you need. Those are the kind of positive people you need. And again, but don't abuse it. But you need those people to help you. And you keep moving forward. You can't stumble. You can stumble, you can fall, but you pick yourself up and you keep moving because life will move you. You have no choice whether it goes dragging you down the gutter or it lifts you to the top floor of the penthouse suite. It's up to you how you let life move you. But again, you have to have that faith in yourself. So all of those components, all those 10 components about having faith in yourself, they all work together, but it's also a realization of where you've come and realize that, hey, the past successes are going to be more. There's going to be more. So long as you believe in yourself, you trust yourself, you don't let fear stop you, you let yourself off the hook. Anything that's gone wrong, you got to pick up 5 minutes and move forward. So why have faith in others? Well, as I mentioned, as a leader, it is others, your team, that will bring you the success. And it's going to be you and your team that are going to bring the success for everybody and for the organization. So believing in what you bring to them and what you give them and the motivation and the inspiration. Well, if you're not giving them that, then how are you going to have faith in them if you don't believe in them, if you don't inspire them, you don't motivate them? If they don't go through your guidance, then what do you do then? Then what do you do then? So again, it becomes one of those things where you have no choice but to have the faith because you're the one that's guiding them. You're the one that's inspiring them. You are motivating them, and in turn, they motivate themselves. The next question is, why have faith in the mission, the vision, the organization, and in the organization's leadership? Well, if you didn't have faith in the organization, it's the excuse of it's just a job is not going to fly. You believed in the organization when you started, when you applied, when you wanted to work there. Now, I understand there's still some situations in life that sometimes you just can't. Well, you have to do it. You have to take a job. And I understand that there's things that happen. My life, same thing, and it happened to me at one point. You know, I was out of a job and things were getting a little tight. But I found a job, and again, but I love it. And it's the organization I really, truly wanted to get into and be a part of. And I'm there. And so that motivation, that inspiration, that's a good thing. So again, don't say, oh, it's just a job, it's something temporary. Well, it might be temporary because you're trying to get to this other location, this other elevated place, this other job, this other way of living. And yes, you've got to work through it. You've got to pay your dues to get there. But you still have to commit to it. You have to believe in what's going on in that organization. And once you do that, you become the embodiment of delivering on that mission and that vision to your staff, to your team, to your those that you lead. So you have to believe in it. You have to embrace in it because you have to give them the same thing. They came on board for a reason. You believe in the organization's leaders because, well, when you do not, it might be time to change. That's really what I should have said. You have to believe in the leadership because when you don't, it's time to change. Remember, it's up to you. You decide how you want to take it. You decide how it is. But if leadership or management is bad, then this old adage applies here. And again, you're going to see this early on. You're not going to see this later. Or later, you'll see this early. It's people do not leave the organization. They leave the leadership or the managers, the management. That's who they leave. So if there's lacking leadership, there's lacking management, people are going to jump ship because they know a sinking ship when they see one. So be careful. And as a leader, that's why you have to give them everything. You have to motivate them, inspire them, and push them and show them, hey, I believe in you and tell them. And you tell them that you believe in your team, and guess what? They're going to believe in you. Now, this next question is, why have faith in your customers or clients? Well, because they will make or break your organization. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's what clients and customers are for. Based on what you and your team and all the other teams in your organization deliver is going to be projected and go out there for the customers and the clients to either receive and reciprocate, give, you know, they take your product or your service and then they give you money for that. That's just how commerce goes, right? They like your product, they're going to pay you for it. And when you believe in them, well, they should also have faith and belief in you to tell you what they like or do not like about the product or the service that they're acquiring or what they're purchasing. So it's kind of a reciprocal and it's two-way street. It's not just about the money, but it's also about saying, hey, I like it, but can you do this? Or can you improve this way? Can you improve it that way? See, believe that your customer's issue will be resolved. When they bring you an issue, when they bring you a problem, it's going to be resolved. But know that the first time they walk through that door and they're looking at your product or they're looking at your service, believe that your customer's issue is also going to be resolved right off the bat. That what you're bringing them is going to solve their problem, not create new problems. That's the last thing anybody wants. And that's why you believe in your customers and your clientele, because you believe in your organization, you believe in the product, the service, you believe in the team, the people that are putting it all together. And it all works. So you start believing and you start becoming part of it, and you become, like I mentioned, the embodiment of the organization's mission and vision and leadership, because you have to not just project it to your team, you also have to project it to your customers and clientele. And as a leader, it's a tough job, but it's constantly evolving job. As a leader, you have to have faith. You have to have lots of faith spread out over a wide swath of people, groups, products, services, each group, such as your team, your division, your department, the organization as a whole, your leadership, and most of all, across all your customers and clients, whether you've met them or not. Whether you've met them or not, you're believing in them, in the product, and in the organization. So you see, it just keeps growing bigger and bigger. But the more you believe in it, the more you're accepting, the more you become part of it, and the more you're motivating and inspiring on both sides of the counter. You know, the sales side or the end user side, I guess, is for lack of a better term. It works. But you have to be in the middle of it. You have to have that faith in everything. And all the leaders in your organization have to have that faith and belief that what they're doing for their people, what they're doing for the customer or clientele, is part of this excellence in the organization's mission and vision and leadership. And you do that. And hey, there's no stopping you. You have been listening to episode 187 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I do invite you to contact me by email at dave@daveguerra.com or reach out to me on Twitter @DaveGuerra, all one word, or on Instagram, Dave_Guerra. And again, I want you to reach out. Tell me if you agreed with what I just talked about in this episode or disagreed or liked it or disliked this episode. Let me know. Definitely want to hear from you. And I invite you to visit, like, subscribe, and follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. And thank you for listening. Thank you for getting all the way to this point. This has been episode 187. And join me on our next episode where we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. We're constantly growing here. So we want you to be a part of it. And so let us know. Talk to us. And until then, please take care of yourself. Take care of each other and listen to each other. And remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.